Men of courage needed, July 21. We need more men like Moses. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Exodus 32:1. In the absence of Moses, the judicial authority had been delegated to Aaron, and a vast crowd gathered about his tent with a demand, Make us gods which shall go before us. Such a crisis demanded a man of firmness, decision, and unflinching courage, one who held the honor of God above popular favor, personal safety, or life itself. Aaron feebly remonstrated with the people, but his wavering and timidity at the critical moment only rendered them the more determined. The tumult increased. Aaron feared for his own safety, and instead of nobly standing up for the honor of God, he yielded to the demands of the multitude. His first act was to direct that the golden earrings be collected from all the people and brought to him, hoping that pride would lead them to refuse such a sacrifice. But they willingly yielded up their ornaments, and from these he made a molten calf, an imitation of the gods of Egypt. We repeat the sin of Aaron, pacifying when the eyesight should be clear to discern evil and state it plainly, even if it places us in an unpleasant position because our motives may be misapprehended. We must not suffer wrong upon a brother or any soul with whom we are connected. This neglect to stand up firmly for the truth was the sin of Aaron. Had he spoken the truth plainly, that golden calf would never have been made. There are still pliant Aarons who will yield to the desires of the unconsecrated and thus encourage them in sin. Those who are honored with a divine commission are not to be weak or to shun disagreeable duties, but to perform God's work with unswerving fidelity.